Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Alan Stanford. Welcome to Hamlet in Hoth.
My name is Ivor Brown. I'm a head shrink for my sins. I've worked in psychiatry for now over 50 years, but I find I'm not altogether in agreement with most of my colleagues, who I think regard me as being somewhat crazy. My task here today, I understand, is to try and say something about the nature of madness as applied to the character Ophelia in Shakespeare's play Hamlet. So this question of Ophelia, I think she was a very unfortunate person. First of all, her father was Polonius, as you know, and her brother Laertes, both of them had advised her strongly not to get involved with Hamlet. So that cut off any kind of help or resource she might have had. Then in the sort of key scene when Hamlet came in to the room, he was so tormented with all the stuff about his father being murdered and trying to work on that. And when he went into the to be or not to be, that was the time when he said to her, "Get thee to a nunnery." Now, this was a very painful rejection, because I think, although some said that she was grieving over her father, but in fact that hadn't happened at that stage, but I think she had fallen in love with Hamlet. And of course, the rejection was very painful, and she literally, in a way, had nowhere to return. Now, in that situation, a person will really freeze the whole input because they can't handle it, and they have to then split the personality, or what technically we call dissociate. And I think it was the remarkable thing is the way Shakespeare seemed to sense this, because I think this phenomenon of dissociating and, if you like, putting the main personality under into a frozen state so that she behaved in an almost silly way, you know, reciting poetry and singing songs, and so appeared to be superficially not happy, but almost elated. This is typical of a person who moves into what we call a psychotic state. And of course, it's first of all, an extreme denial of the real situation. As we say in Dublin, she was in Egypt in denial. But in addition then, as I say, the personality really has to split so that the part that was really hurt goes underground, and she went into this, as I say, rather light-hearted state, talking about rue and, as I say, reciting. Now, doesn't seem to be absolutely clear that she committed suicide. It said something about her a branch breaking, but emotionally she had really committed suicide in trying to deal with that very painful situation. And of course, this is what people do all the time, and then we say they've gone mad because they invent a different reality. Now, I think, in fact, madness doesn't really exist, because it's a way of the person to make life tolerable in an intolerable situation by denying the reality. And people often spend many years of their life in that state. So that'll be my understanding of what happened to her. And I think to this day, most orthodox psychiatrists don't actually understand the nature of psychosis. It's not madness in the sense of everything falling apart. It's a way of handling the situation which reduces the anxiety that always goes with pain, but at a price, because you now can't be a real full person anymore. And the more real part of yourself goes out of sight. And that's what would seem to have happened. And if, as I say, if she didn't literally commit suicide, she put herself in a way that she did drown. So in that sense, it was very tragic. Unless we have some help to work through the situation like that, it's really nothing else the personality can do.
There's rosemary. That's for remembrance. I pray you love, remember. And there's pansies. That's for thoughts.
A document in madness. Thoughts and remembrance fit.
There's fennel for you and columbines. There's rue for you. And here's some for me. We may call it Herb of Grace of Sundays. You must wear your robe with a difference. There's a daisy. I would give you some violets, but they withered all when my father died. They say I made a good end.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.